kro yiseru, this whole pasuk of nesuch lecha b'sharecha, ma'isa de goncha, it's all extra. The pasuk is extra. So therefore, since it's extra, it's coming to teach us that there's a separate law by each one of them. That's not called einshim min adin, that's called a special pasuk. Michti, let's see. Ksiv, a few pasukim before this it says, ve'haveisim shom v'yachalt lefnei Hashem lekecha, v'amokam. First the pasuk says, the mitzvah essay to bring all these things to the right place and eat it there. And it says, bring up from Masyotcha, Maisa, the Gonchas, Rosh Chachrechon. It says all these things that have Shema Dashins. The pasuk says it before. It says, bring all of these things up to Yerushalayim, to the Kodshim, and eat it there. Then the pasuk says aloud, do not eat it outside. So really all the pasuk should have just said was, Leisucha, Lochlem, Fisharecha. That's all. And I would know all that we said before is included in this love. Why does it repeat itself here? It repeats all the protein. They're all extra. So therefore, since they're extra, it's called megufe. You need it for love by itself. So therefore, here with Reb Shimon's Kal V'Chaima, he explains what the extra posik is for, but now it's considered an extra posik, not a Kal V'Chaima. Therefore, you would receive, Marcus. Now, let the Torah just write, after it says to bring them, let it just write, but if you do not bring them to Sherecha, it's also teach. Why does the Torah repeat each one separately to say again, the Truma, the Maisa, the Korbatai, the Shlomim, why does it repeat all the cases? Ella, the reason why the Torah repeats it is liyichudei lehu lave lechol chad v'chad, as if to say separately each one has its own love. So therefore, it's not called einshim min hadin, but it's an extra pasuk. We're only darshening what does the pasuk mean, and therefore we have right to imply malchus for all these cases. Therefore, it's good according to Rav Shimon's Kal V'Chaima. That's what our mishnah holds from. There will be malchus if you eat bikurim before kriya. Kufa, what we just said before, Omar Rava said that Zar Sha'ocha Min Ola, the regular Yisrael, eats from a Korban Ola, eats from the meat of a Korban Ola. Lefnei Zrika, another chet that he's eating before they even made the Zrika, which even a Kayan cannot eat on a regular Korban that you could eat. Chutz L'Chayma, eating it outside the Chayma. L'Chur here would mean outside the Kloyim, outside its place. It's not inside the Kodshim, it's outside. So the Rabbi Shimon Lekachomish. According to Rabbi Shimon, there are five malchus in here. That's what Rabbi said. So the question is, why only five? For Lekanami Mishum Vizar Layochat Kikodeshim. There's a separate love anytime a Zar eats Kodshim. If a Zar, not a Kohen, eats Kodshim, he's over love. So let him receive malchus here. It's a Zar. It's not a Kohen. So let him have a sixth malchus from this pasuk of Vizar Layochat Kikodeshim. So Mora says, true. Hani mili hechid lekahanim chazi. This lav that a zar cannot eat only implies to bosa, which is tall, which a regular kohen has the mitzvah to eat it. On this, the Torah says, but a zar is lo yechal. But hocher over here from a korban oyla to lekahanim nami lechazi. That even a kohen has no head to eat from a korban oyla. A korban oyla we know is kula kolul. The whole thing is burnt. So on this post, on this. A carbon oila, there's no special lav for zaratit. So therefore, Rava said there's only five lav, five malkasin, and not a sixth one from this pasuk b'zar l'yochaboy. Since even a kohen is zaratit, there's no special lav for a zar. Now the Gemara says still, the lokanami have another lav. The lokanami nishum ubasa basada treifa loytechol, which is an extra pasuk. And we dash, it means to say, not only a treifa, not only an animal that was killed without shechita, but even it means an animal, kivon sheyotza bosa chusla mechitzasai neser. Anytime the meat goes out of its mechitzas, like a treifa, it's torn apart, means it's torn away from its place where it's supposed to be, there's also a lav. Now here by kodshim, the place where it should be is inside the kodesh. If you take it outside, you take it outside the chayim, outside the wall, outside Yerushalayim, or by Kodesh Kodoshim, even outside the Beis Hamikdash, you have this soul of Bosa Basoda Treifa. It's outside of its mechitzas. And Rashi says, Kivun Shiyosa Bosa Chusim Chisosa Nefer Mi Basoda Yisera Kodai. It's an extra word, Basoda. Kisoda Kivun Shein by Mechitzis. Like it has no boundaries. For the Madna Mikan, that Kodesh Kodoshim Chus Mekloyim, if you take even from the Korban Chattis, outside the Kloyim, outside the Kodesh of the Beis Amigdash, the Oiver, or else for Uber, Shoytzi Yesiyobe Vishash Chitis Imoi, the kid has his hand outside the womb of the mother, so the Shechita does not help. It's Nessa. We don't learn this out from this extra Pasuk Basoda. See also, if you took the Korban Oila, outside its Mechitis, outside the Kodeshim, there should be a separate Lam. So my answer is, Hani, nearly when do we have this Lam? Only to meat that has a mokram where you could eat it. There are mechitzas inside, there it's edible. So now the prophet is saying, do not take it outside, then there's a lot. But mokram by a korban ola, to bifnim nami lechazi, that even inside the kodshim, even a kohen, is also feed from a korban ola, it's kula kolo, so you do not have this special love of ubosu basod the treifle teichlu. There's no Indian of taking it outside its mechitzas. There are no mechitzas that you could eat it. Here the pshat is like by a shechita. If the uber is inside the mother's stomach, shechita is matarit. But if it sticks out its arm, that arm has no heter. There has to be a place where there is a heter, and now if you take it outside that mokum, you have the love. But here there's no mokum to the korban ola, so you do not have the special, you do not have the special love. Now the gemara. The Lokin Nami could have been Eliezer. I still have another, a sixth love there should be. According to Rebbe Lezer, the Yomer Rebbe Lezer, Lezer says, when the Pesuk says, in Shemais by the Mluim, Lo Yoichal Ki Kodeshu, to not eat this, because it's Kodesh, which means it's a Kodeshim that has a Psul on it, so there's a special lav. Any Kodeshim that has a Psul, there's a lav not to eat it. See, Dashim Rebbe Lezer, Kol Shabbat Kodesh Pesul,